Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, hello. Hi, good afternoon. This is George with Restorify. I'm looking to speak with Mr. Ryan, please.
What's Restorify?
Restorify, from Intoxilock.
Oh, yeah, this is him.
Hi, Mr. Ryan. I don't know if you remember me. I called you a couple of weeks ago and I signed you up for the pre-screening for DWI
Oh,
Extension.
yeah.
Okay, thank you for letting me know. I do have good news for you. Congratulations on passing your screening. Now, we are on our way to helping you file for an expungement. And I'm sure that you know that going through an attorney is very expensive. Here at Restorify, we're able to guide you through the process at a fraction of the cost. Are you ready to talk about pricing?
What would the price be exactly?
Our total for filing is $399, but this includes
Oh.
approximately $300 you must pay in court fees. This includes everything, so roughly our service cost is roughly $99 plus the court fees, which comes to $399. And we could save you thousands of dollars versus going through an attorney. Our program is designed in such a way that you'll be able to go through it on your own, at your own pace, and easy guided in such steps.
Well, I got a few DWIs on there. Would they all be expunged?
Yes, but you'll have to do one by one. At the moment, we don't have like a package for all. It would cost you $3.99 for each one. And I'm being totally honest with you about this. Mr.
Right.
Ryan? Yes.
Yes. Would they take my Intoxilock thing off?
You still have the device installed in your car?
Yes. It'll
Oh
be
my goodness, no, that.
almost, yeah, like 5, 6 years now.
5, 6 years now. Okay. That's a great question. Let me contact my superior and ask him that, because the reason why, well, the reason how we got your information is from the interlock device. But I was not
Right.
aware that you were still you still have it. So
Yeah.
that's, I mean, yeah, I was not aware about that. So okay. So that's something new.
Costs a lot of
But
money.
yes, it does. That thing has cost a lot of money, that device, okay. But let me contact my superior and ask him, okay? This way, I
Yeah.
can help you out more and guarantee, that they will take the device from you, okay? From your vehicle, I mean. If you go
Yeah,
through the
that's
expungement.
Oh, if I
You know
go
what I mean?
through the expungement.
Well, and pay the money that you have to pay.
Because I was only supposed to be on it for, well, the first year was so many, I could drive so much, whatever that license called. And then a five, it's 2000. And 90 days, I want to say, it's supposed to be on there on the app or online when I look at it. 2,190 days. That's like 5 years or.
Wow, that's been quite a while now. Wow, that's a lot of money invested. My goodness. Okay. Well,
Yeah, they should take it off like anyway.
yeah, yes, that's just a very long time. But let me get the additional information for you, Mr. Ryan, because I don't want to give you no information that's not correct. I want to give you all
Right.
the right information that you need, and we can take it from there. But let me confirm that once your DWIs are expunged, they will take away the device from your vehicle, okay?
Oh, all of them?
No. How many DWIs do you have?
Well, they drop off, So they're off my record. They're probably on my record, but they drop off.
Okay.
And my last one was in 2017, okay. And it was my third in 10 years. That's how they do it now, I guess. But if I got it another month later, it would have been second degree DWI, because the other, I think two of them's dropped off already.
But that's because of the years, correct? Because you know, in Minnesota, after 10 years, they are expunged.
Well, yeah, like my first one was in 92 or 93.
Okay.
I think I have a total of six here, or seven, and a total of a lot of years. But they drop off. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Supposedly.
Yes. Okay. Well, like I mentioned earlier, Mr. Ryan, let me get the correct information, because I am unaware of, clients still having the device in their vehicle. And
yeah, that'd be awesome if I could get that out of there, because it's really annoying and it sucks my battery and it's, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, I am really sorry to hear that. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. It's a pain. I don't drink anymore, so.
That's good. That's good. Me too. I stopped that long time ago, too, the drinking. Yes. It was not good for my brain, and family was just not liking it much. Yes.
Then we get too old for it, I'm 51 or 2 now, so.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of it. Yeah.
No, that's good. That's what happened with me. I just got tired of it. And I got tired of the hangovers and, sometimes.
Being sick, yeah.
Yes, the sick part is what I couldn't stand. I mean, you got to be at work the next day, and it just doesn't go with me. And, I got tired of it myself.
Well, I've been through rehab a few times, too. So, I mean, as I was getting older.
Oh, okay. Are you talking about AA?
No, actual, my last one was outpatient,
Outpatient, okay. And how did that work out for you? Did it help you? I mean, were you able to, get the help you needed?
Yeah, I still, I have anxiety, PTSD, and agoraphobia. Mm-hmm. I guess they call it mental illness. I take medication for that.
Okay.
And I also have a bad back. I'm on disability, so.
Well, I'm sorry to
hear that. It's kind of hard to keep up with the payments. I'd rather not have that payment.
Yes, I do understand. Okay. Well, Ryan, like you mentioned last time, 2 o'clock, between 2 o'clock, 2:20, that's always the best time to get a hold of you, correct?
It depends. I'm always home usually.
Okay.
Especially now it's hot, really hot, but.
Yes, it is hot.
Staying cool.
I got sick yesterday from the heat. I started growing up and it was just too hot.
Yep. I've been a roofer all my life, so I've had heat stroke like 3 times.
Oh, really? Wow. I used to do roofing in Oregon out there, so. It's not as other places, but, roofing, actually it's always 20 degrees hotter when you're up on the roof, correct? Or is it 80? Or I don't know, but they say that.
Well, yeah.
It's a lot hotter.
No,
than on the ground.
It's a lot hotter, especially the color of the shingles.
Yes.
Makes it hotter.
Yes.
Black shingles.
Yes, wrapping those shingles on the roof with the gun. It's hard work, but it pays good money, man. But the heat... It's just sometimes overwhelming. Yes, sir.
And then I have my shirt off, and I'm in shorts. And I always wear tennis shoes. I don't wear boots because they're easy to get around on the roof.
Yes, of course. Yeah, I never used boots. I always wore a pair of tennis shoes. And like you just mentioned, pair of shorts and shirt off because it's just too hot.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Well, Mr. Ryan, I'll call you back in like about 24 to 48 hours to let you know what my superior tells me, if they will be able to take the interlock device from your vehicle.
That'd be great. Yeah, I appreciate you calling.
All right, and thank you for answering my call, and congratulations again on passing the screening. We're just one step closer to filing for the expungement. But let me get that information for you, and I'll call you in the next 24 to 48 hours to give you the exact information, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking my call, Mr. Ryan. You enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.